What's up, bossies? It's your host, Shana, and we are back with a new episode of the Bossy and Glossy podcast. If you're new to this show and you haven't subscribed yet, make sure you do subscribe so you're one of the first ones to get a notification once there's a new episode up. Usually we do upload on Wednesdays, but sometimes I miss the editing part and I create content online so much that I forget about, you know, uploading on time. And therefore, it's important for you to subscribe so you get that notification once there's a new episode up. You guys, I'm back from New York. It's been such an incredible few days. The first 2 days, I really had to adjust to the time zone and just being in the city again and everything. And from there on, day three, living it up, enjoying life from one rooftop bar to another restaurant to going shopping and just living it up with family and friends. I went with my husband and it was a great time. Received many DMs about New York just not being the same. I 100% agree. It is always what you make out of it, right? It's just slower. It is not the crazy concrete jungle melting pot that we were used to, that you just land and it's fast and it's crazy and it's loud and it's fun. I feel like all those factors have kind of toned down due to the past 2 years. Post-pandemic, New York is really not the same. It's not anymore the city that never sleeps. It is sleepy. It's slow, it's sleepy. Shops and restaurants are not open 24/7. It is a different life, but I really appreciated it because for us, it was just meeting with friends and having quality time. So it really didn't matter as much, but I will say I was so happy being back in Switzerland and having, you know, great food, healthy foods here, and the options of everything being organic and truly organic, you know, when it's so different in the US. Also, the import-export issues of the US have such a huge impact on your shopping experience. Literally anything you would want will be sold out. It's insane. I talked to two sales associates and they both were like, listen, we don't even get anything anymore that's popular in Europe and everything. There's a waiting list for us. Import-export issues that we have are insane post-pandemic regulations that have been in charge of really deciding what we are getting and how they can import certain goods. So even that experience wasn't as pleasurable, let's say. But after all, it is what it is. I must say that it is really what you make out of it. And if you spent an evening on a beautiful rooftop looking at the city and everything we as humans built, you just realize how unlimited you are and whatnot. But yeah, at the end of the day, it was a fun trip for us still. But I want to go into all the DMs that you sent me, all the questions that were asked, all the conversations we had, things I believe will be entertaining and interesting to you guys. I want to get right into those topics. There will be very deep questions, very superficial questions. I thought I'm just going to mix all of them together and yeah. Let's do this. First question, how did you decide what you wanted to study? Okay, so when I graduated high school, I knew I wanted to study law. It's just the way it was. I knew I wanted to go to university, first of all, and I knew what I wanted to study. During my second year of university, I realized, oh, I'm also really interested in media and communication, and I want to combine both. So I always kind of knew that I'm interested in this. I really thought I wanted to become a lawyer once I graduated university, and I worked for 20 Minutes, which is a media conglomerate here in Zurich in Switzerland. I really was not happy. And just FYI, throughout my university years, I worked all the time. So I was in the corporate world next to university. I had summer internships. I had so many things that I worked ever since I'm 16. If you followed me for a while, I always had jobs. It was not that, oh my God, I hated to just work. That's the opposite. I just did not like that type of work for myself. I saw what I had to see. I was just fed up with it. And and it was always the same. There's barely new challenges, and me being such a creative person, my creativity was dimmed more and more and more. And I thought to myself, if I don't try to start something now and to figure out what I wanted to do with my life, you know, I will be drowned emotionally at a place like this. I took 3-4 months out, even 6 months afterwards, and I figured that I wanted to create content, especially the Rich Girls Lifestyle. I already had started my podcast 2 years prior to that, so I had started kind of like a side hustle next to my work. And yeah, so that's how I decided what I wanted to study. Basically, I just wanted to show you the whole story, because it doesn't really matter what you study at the end of the day. It's very possible that you end up doing something completely different to what you have studied. So just think about, if you want to enroll into university, what is something that really captures your interest, and what is something you could also really make a career out of, right? There are so many subjects that won't even help you make a career out of it. How do you deal with negative people? Girl, I don't deal with them. Here's the thing. If you're negative towards anything in life, you know, you can have a bad day. It's normal. We all have it, where we don't feel like the most positive person in the world. But if you're a constant negative person, I will not have anything to do with you. That's not the energy I want to have around me in life. And there are people who are even negative online. I don't deal with those people. They have their own issues. They should work those issues out and not project those negative emotions and negative thoughts onto other people, I believe. My social battery is so weak that I can't be around people 24/7. Do you have any tips? I don't think that's actually a negative thing. Honestly, for me, I don't want to be around people all the time either. It's normal that you want to have me time, that you want to get your work done, or you want to take care of yourself. I don't care what you do in that time where you are not around other people, but it's totally normal that we need time to ourselves. You know, when I hang out with friends, it's on the weekends, or if it's throughout the week, it's just one day. You know what I mean? Otherwise, I'm with my own family. That's just normal to be around each other, right? You don't have obligations to, you know, entertain each other or talk about things 24/7 while you are together. So it's a different thing, but it's totally normal. And I feel like an advice would be, if somebody invites you over to their house or asks you if you want to go have something to eat or drink, just be honest and tell them, listen, I feel kind of exhausted, or however you feel that day, and tell them maybe another time. And 100%, if those are your friends, they will understand. I just broke up with my boyfriend of 2 years. I'm now 27 and he's 30. He got a new girlfriend and immediately proposed to her. Should I be concerned? This is very interesting because it's a phenomenon that happens all the time. If that's not your person, it doesn't matter the amount of time you've been together. You could have been, for all I've known, together for 10 years and he wouldn't have proposed to you because you were not the right person for him and he was not the right person for you. And you should be happy that he found somebody new he proposed to immediately, because he found his person. And that means he was never your person to begin with. You now have the chance to look at the situation in a positive way and think to yourself, wow, great that I didn't waste any more years or time with this person, because he was not the man for me. And you can now focus on healing and meeting new people. And eventually you will meet the guy, the man who's going to be your future husband, if that's what you are aiming for. Tips on how not to stalk your man. Do you have any advice on how to not stalk your man's ex? Yeah, if you want to be happy and live a content life, don't stalk your man's ex. First of all, you know, in my case, I was just like, I upgraded you anyway. I'm not gonna even look at who you've been with in the past. He agreed. And it was just unnecessary. Why would I do that? It's just in the past. I could not care less. If you care, then I think it's a slippery slope, because it's very hard maybe to stop yourself from continuously looking at their profile. Try to focus on, you know, there is a reason why he's with you versus with her, and be happy about that reason. And also be grateful for the moment that you have with your boyfriend currently, instead of focusing on somebody from his past. It is really a negative energy that you attract otherwise, and I would not ever advise you to do this. Go to lip combo. I get this question, surprisingly, so much. I use any brown lip liner or dark red lip liner. Then I use the L'Oreal 24-hour infallible lipstick. That lipstick, it's like the one I've posted. It's also in my highlight reels. You will be able to see everything. I use the shade Raspberry, or it's like 114 and 124, depending on the day. Those are really great shades. And on top, I use the NYX matte lip creams in the shade Cairo or Abu Dhabi. Love those. That's really my go-to lip combo, and that's really it. Do you ever get tired of your career? No, that's a hard pass for me because I love what I'm doing. I'm so in love with the creative process of doing my rich girl lifestyle videos, doing my what your boarding school or private school or whatever school says about you videos, with my funny, you know, sound videos. And I'm so grateful for the community I've built through just social media and having a connection with people all around the world. It's a beautiful thing to me, and it's very fulfilling. It took me 10 years to figure out what I wanted to do with my life. So I'm very, very happy with what I'm doing currently, and I wouldn't have it any other way. Some people are gifted. They are maybe athletic, or they have a great voice, and they want to do that from the age of 3. And other people have to figure it out. You know, most people have to figure it out. And I'm one of those people. And it took me 10 years to really figure out what I wanted to do, from leaving high school to enrolling into university to graduating to working different jobs. Yeah, it took me several years to figure out what I wanted to do. So I'm really in love with the current situation. And it's a very interesting thing. I oftentimes get asked, like, how did you figure it out? It really took me forever. You know, if you are stuck right now in your life and you think, oh my God, you know, somebody is getting married, or somebody has the best life right now, and somebody else has such a great career, such a great job, and you are not there yet with your life and with your current situation, it's gonna eventually come for you. You know, just be patient. Although it's so hard being patient and it's frustrating, but trust the process and trust that one day you will be able to do what you love. If you put in work, if you are being resilient, and just know that you have to be 100% consistent with whatever you do in life. Even the days you don't feel like it, you have to be consistent, and eventually you will be rewarded for that. How do you order your espresso martini? Okay, I don't drink much, right? I rarely drink alcohol. It's not something I grew up doing. You know, I was always athletic. I was a student athlete, so it was never a part of my life. And unlike in the US, in Europe, you are able to drink when you're 16, not 21. So usually when you are young and you see people and friends and classmates even, they already drink, you know, at a young age. But it was never a thing for me. So when I became an adult, I wasn't even interested in drinking alcohol. And now it's really just when I go on a date night with my husband, or I have a good time with my family or friends, I will order a drink or two. It's not a big part of my life. Whenever it happens, I like to just do a video or a little story for Instagram. That was just a disclaimer. And the way I drink my espresso martini, so you feel great the next day, is I order it with Grey Goose vodka or Belvedere, depending on what they have. Usually they have the Belvedere, and no Baileys. Oftentimes bartenders like to cheat on espresso martinis by adding Baileys, so it's very foamy. But so you order it with no Baileys and with Grey Goose vodka, well shaken, and with the 3 coffee beans on top. That's how I like it. Are you an introvert or extrovert? Well, with the people I know, I'm a very extroverted person. I like to entertain. I like to crack jokes. I like to talk about everything with them and catch up. And I just love talking. I could literally talk to a wall. As you see, I'm talking to a mic. No one is here right now. That's why I started my podcast, because I need to let it out and I don't want to talk people's ears off. So I decided to have a podcast so I can talk to you guys. But that being said, when I'm in a new setting of people I don't know, when I'm new to a group or I'm just somewhere where I don't know anybody, maybe I will be the most introverted person. I will also not come up to you, or you know how there are people who are so open, they just come up to you and they talk to you. I could never do this. And I don't know if it's like my fear of rejection or anything. Pretty sure that there are underlying things when it comes to that, but I just don't feel comfortable going up to somebody, and I don't most definitely feel comfortable talking about my private life, myself, or anything with people I don't know. So yeah, partially introvert, partially extrovert. My friends made plans without me. I know I'm in a relationship, but I feel excluded so often when I see their stories of having fun without me. Okay, I think we've all been there, or not, I don't know, when you see people who you know who hang out without you. It's normal. I think most of the time it's not even meant in a mean way, or they want to exclude you in particular. I think it's just them being respectful or thinking, oh, she's with her boyfriend anyway. And they don't even think about it as much as you might have put thought into this. So in your case, if those are your friends, it's easy to just tell them, listen, I saw you guys having so much fun last night. Next time, I would love to do something with you guys as well. I know I've been maybe MIA with my boyfriend or in a relationship, but that doesn't mean I'm not up for a girls' night anymore. So just make sure you let them know that you want to still go out and have fun with your girls. They will be 100% super happy that you are open with them and talk about your feelings. And I feel like if you can't do that with your friends, then who can you do this with? And friends have been there before boyfriends even. So 100% they will understand, and make sure you will talk about it. Bossies, I hope you liked today's episode. It's been such a pleasure for me to go through DMs. I know I don't answer all of them. I'd read them though, just so you know, I do go through so many messages and read them. I'm very grateful for you guys. I love how far we've come and what we've created together. Don't be shy. Send me questions, DMs, all the things that are on your heart, in your brain, and that you wanna ask me or talk about with me. I hope this episode was entertaining, valuable, all the things you were looking for. And if not, suggest topics. Let me know what you want to talk about next. And yeah, until next week, bossies. Bye.